where they would track it up to nothing line. Boss men's little white robes and things in there, and all that grease and everything. Mm. Now, you know about the time I had it.
Gosh.
I was sitting about a bunch of boys out there, had a bunch of roses. Didn't have nothing for them doing the plant. Well, sometimes a personnel man would come to ride down there in his Jeep, they'd be down there in their tree asleep.
Oh, my goodness.
and they used to dump a take the mayonnaise and stuff and dump it out. They don't do that now. They give that to the people. Now they don't do away with it like they used to. They won't let them dump it out in the yard and they pour acid out in the yard. They don't let them do that.
Yeah, that's changed, anymore. Huh? I got a question for y'all. How long do you have to have lived here to be considered from here?
Well, I've lived here almost all my life.
I know you were from here. But
until
like,
I die, you know.
But how do y'all, like, the people who move in from outside, do you think that they're, can they say that they're from here?
Or like, does it have to be their children or like their grandchildren?
Like, how long do you have to live here before you can say you're from Roswell?
I think they pay your first property bill.
Well, you know, people now, if they live here, I know a couple that lived here all their life. And they moved way down towards Alabama, down in there. If it lived right here close to his job, anybody could have walked to it.
Back where I come from, people say if your family hadn't been there for like 4 or 5 generations, you're not from there. No matter if you lived there 20, 30 years.
They move on somewhere else. That's the way they do around here. They go somewhere else. Maybe the land's cheaper, maybe everything else. Now, that's the way it works. People go live where the taxes and things ain't so high, but the taxes go up. Hart lived up yonder in Timber Ridge, and they had to, didn't have no police, and they had to have a police after they got started up there, and they had to work on the roads and do the road work. And then finally had to hire somebody to do that. You know, they done it themselves. But as they get you started out there, like Bill had in Florida, they get you down there, and the first thing you know, your road needs fixing and everything, they don't come back. That's just the way things work.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bridget, Roswell's changed so much that probably 40 years ago, we might have said the same thing. But like I say, today, you know, it's a bedroom community. Most of us don't know our neighbors.
That's right. You don't know your neighbor, that's your neighbor.
It's a transit community, yeah. People coming in and leaving. And
Is there any place that locals hang out and like eat and stuff?
The Skillet is probably about as close to being a public old hangout as you can find.
Hmm.
Most of the older businesses are gone.
Oh, yeah, everything.
Our garage started in 62 and the parts store in 73, and there's not many businesses that's been in town longer than that.
Wow.
So,
do you think that people in town, I know, like for this stuff that we're doing, we're going to like the older families that have been here for a while, families that have been here for a while, and people can recognize, the people that have been here for a while can recognize names. Do you think the newer people of the community, do they have any sense of who the historic Roswell families are at all, or is it sort of
I don't really think so. There are some people in the community that care about it. And really and truly from the historical side, there's two sides to Roswell. There's the prominent families that came in and started the city. Then there's the